This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed. And the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. Shameless Mom Academy, episode 271. Show notes for this episode can be found by going to shamelessmom.com and clicking on episode 271. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean. I'm here to give you and other passionate, driven, unapologetic moms tools, resources, and a little bit of humor to help you lead more positive, powerful, and purposeful lives every damn day. One of the best things about the Shameless Mom Academy is our community, so be sure to join us in our free private Facebook group to connect with other shameless moms just like you. You can find us over at shamelessmom.com/Facebook. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hello, shameless moms. So today we're talking about something a little big, a little heavy, and we're just going to dive right into it. So how do you raise your son to not be a rapist? If you don't want your son to become a bully or a predator or a rapist, you have a lot more to do than teaching them about kindness and consent. You start as soon as you can, like today, helping them to develop their emotional intelligence. You teach them how to practice empathy and compassion. You teach them how to show emotion, and you teach them how to openly express sadness, fear, anger, and disappointment. You teach them this through conversation and through modeling. This means that when your son knocks someone over at the park or on the playground or in the middle of soccer practice, you tell him to go over and ask that person if they're okay and help them get up. It means that when you walk past a panhandler on the street, instead of mumbling that that person needs to go get a job, you say to your son, "I wonder if they're cold. Let's go get them some coffee." It means that when your son accidentally hurts someone with their words or their body, you teach them how to say, "I made a mistake. I'm sorry if I hurt you." It means you make them express gratitude by making the thank you video for grandma or sending the thank you notes to their classmates after their birthday party. It means you teach them how to say, "I love you," or "You hurt my feelings," or "I feel sad," or "Today was a hard day," or "I need a hug," or "I'm having really big feelings right now." It means that you teach them how to take deep breaths when they're little, and you hold their hand and you take those deep breaths with them, even when you're kind of dying for the tantrum to be over. It means that you set consistent limits and you follow through with consequences. You take away the video games or the phone or the Legos or the play date, and you let them sit in that discomfort. And then later you talk it out. Later you talk about how that felt emotionally and the power of choice and how the choices we make every day can lead to amazing things or not so amazing consequences. It means that you teach them that they have great power, and with great power comes great responsibility. They have the power to help people and to harm people, and you let them know that they have the powerful opportunity to help women or harm women by virtue of being born male. When you see a boy or a young woman or an old man abusing their power and treating women inappropriately, instead of asking what's wrong with them, You ask, what happened to you? Who hurt you? Who didn't take responsibility for giving you the tools to be an emotionally intelligent, emotionally connected, emotionally capable person? And how can we change that?
This episode is supported by EarnIn. Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn now can be in your hands today with EarnIn. EarnIn is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Super, super easy to use. You just download the EarnIn app and verify your paycheck. Then you can access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. So the app is free. You can leave a tip if you want. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. So here's the thing. Sometimes getting close to your next paycheck, next pay period, and you realize, oh gosh, like paycheck doesn't come until next Friday, but we have this event that we need to attend this weekend and we need money for it. Or we have to buy a gift for someone. Or, oh my gosh, like my kid tore through their shoes and now we have to buy new shoes this weekend and the money's not in the bank yet. So EarnIn can help you access the money you've already earned at work by giving you this little bit of money in advance. So make EarnIn part of your financial routine and join EarnIn's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about EarnIn, I think about financial stability and security, and it gives me a lot of peace of mind. So for our listeners, all you need to do is download EarnIn today. It's spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, and you can download it in Google Play or the Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIn app, type in Shameless Mom under podcast when you sign up. So there'll be a little place where you can, where it says, what podcast did you hear about them on? Type in Shameless Mom under podcast. This helps show support for our show and our advertisers. EarnIn is a financial technology company, not a bank, and subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explains. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. The bullies and the predators and the rapists became that way because they didn't have the right tools. That doesn't exonerate them by any means. It doesn't take away the pain that they've caused, and it doesn't take away the irreparable damage they've done, but it puts the burden on everyone's shoulders. It's not just about the bullying behavior or the rape. It's about the culture of patriarchy and the parents who have neglected to raise boys who can grow into men who can be emotionally capable and emotionally connected enough to be able to appropriately express their emotions so that they don't have to use their power to hurt other people. Through our teaching and modeling, we can let our boys know how to regulate their emotions, how to express their feelings, how to cry it out, how to tell people when their feelings are hurt, how to say sorry, how to admit their wrongdoings, how to show weakness so that they don't always have to be strong, they don't always have to be loud, and they don't always have to be brave. They will know that it's okay to be quiet and soft and scared and frightened and gentle and still be every bit a man. It's about letting our boys know that when they see someone who has less power than us or might be in pain, we always ask, how can I help you? That we're always looking out for those who might feel powerless, that we're always trying to understand what it might feel like to be hungry or cold or homeless or sick or poor. And we're always asking, how can we help these people who have less than us? And when we see someone in a vulnerable position, we reach out and we say, how can I help you? And we don't start doing this when they're 15 via awkward conversations in the car. We start this by doing it and living it right now.
When you walk by a homeless person with your kid at your side, you smile, you make eye contact, you say hi. When you see another child who is not yours fall down at the park, you go over and ask if they're okay and have your kid offer to help them get up. When the radio station is doing a fundraiser at the children's hospital, instead of making the easy, convenient online donation, you take your kid to the hospital and you let him see the children with cancer and their sweet little bald heads. And you talk to him about what it might feel like to be in that hospital away from your friends for months at a time. And you let him put the check in the donation basket. At Christmas time, you take your son to the store and you have him help you buy Christmas toys for kids who are the same ages with the same interests. You actually make your son pick out the gifts he wants for himself to give to someone else. Raising an emotionally intelligent child isn't just about the child. It's about developing your own emotional intelligence and practicing your empathy and compassion in front of your kids every damn day. And after you start developing your child's emotional intelligence, you make sure that you teach them that we don't treat little girls like princesses and damsels in distress. We treat little girls like smart, capable, independent equals. We teach our boys to create space for little girls, and then we start teaching them about consent. And we tell them that no means no, and we tell them that an uncomfortable pause, a lack of eye contact, a hesitation in a girl's breath also means no, and body language that demonstrates fear or freezing or any discomfort at all also means no. And we teach them that if they do not respect the no, it will hurt the girl or the woman irreparably. It could also hurt the boy. It could damage his career. It could ruin his marriage years later. It could ruin his relationships with his children down the road. Recognize that every time you shut down little boy's emotions by telling him he's being a wuss or a sissy, every time you tell him to man up, every time you tell him real men don't cry, every time you make him stuff his own emotions, hide his tears, eschew his vulnerability, you stunt his emotional development and decrease his emotional intelligence. And you simultaneously increase his chances of being physically and emotionally aggressive to others, being emotionally unavailable in friendships, and being unable to fully function in intimate relationships later in his life.
This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house, to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now, and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro, airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS. That's airdoctorpro.com, code SHAMELESS. So what does the research say? According to the Gottman Institute at the University of Washington, in order to raise emotionally intelligent kids, you do recognize negative emotions as an opportunity to connect. You don't punish, dismiss, or scold your child for being emotional. You do help your child label their emotions. You don't convey judgment or frustration. You do set limits and you problem solve with your child. And you don't underestimate your child's ability to learn and grow when you set limits and help make them problem solve. You teach your sons to turn inward toward their emotions, not away from them. You teach them to politely turn down bids for attention. You teach them to be overwhelmed without freaking out, that they actually do have the power to handle themselves, and that they can always reach out and ask for help and let other people know if they need it. You teach them to make repairs and say that they're sorry and admit their mistakes. You teach them to ask for forgiveness, and you teach them grace. You teach them to appreciate others out loud by saying thank you, by saying I appreciate you, by saying I love that you are in my life and that you are important to me and that you matter. You teach them that contempt is verboten. It is unacceptable. It is inappropriate. It will not be tolerated and there is no place for it. And you teach them not to tell mean jokes. You do all this by teaching them and you do all this by modeling it yourself. If you want to not raise a bully or a predator or a rapist, you take responsibility for doing your part in unraveling the patriarchy that has told our little boys to man up, to stop crying like a girl, to never show vulnerability. You show your boys how to cry, how to empathize, how to be compassionate, and how to connect. Thank you so much for joining me in the Shameless Mom Academy today. I really, really appreciate you being here, and I hope you learned something new. As always, this conversation will be continued over in our free private Facebook group. You can join that group by going to shamelessmom.com/Facebook to connect with other shameless moms just like you. Additionally, if this is your first time listening to the show, know that we are here every Monday and Wednesday with a brand new episode. So make sure you subscribe, go to whatever podcast app you use and subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. You can do that directly if you go to shamelessmom.com/review. That will put you in Apple Podcasts, where you can click on the subscribe button and you can also leave a review. If you scroll down a little bit, you can leave a 5-star review. You can write a few sentences letting me know what you thought about the show. If you let me know how the show has impacted you in becoming a more shameless mom, you might be nominated to be Shameless Mom of the Week. Also, please share this episode. My goal is to help more mamas be more shameless every damn day. So please do share this episode. You can take a screenshot of the episode on your phone and then share it out on social media. Tag me at the Shameless Mom Academy on Facebook or Instagram. I'm quick to reply and eager to send you Facebook love and love to be connected to all of you. So again, thank you for being here. I can't wait to be back here again with you in just a couple days. And until then, no matter what you do today, make sure you do it shamelessly.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.